Welcome to Walking with Jesus, Discipleship Journey audio podcast presented by Disciples Community. Jesus' discipleship is not just about having religious knowledge about Him, but it is to be more like Jesus by knowing Him better through His Word and living out our life based on His Word. To access more resources and to also partner with us, log on to www.disciplescommunity.org. Hey friend, greetings to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I trust and believe that you are doing well, and it's such an honor to connect with you over this audio podcast. I believe that God's word is transformational, and if we trust in God's word daily, it will bring a transformation in our life that we could never achieve if we live in earthly way. Today in this discipleship audio podcast, I wanted to spend some time talking about, you know, how we should treat our discipleship journey with Jesus. Many a times we think that discipleship journey is to just, you know, take in all the knowledge from the word in a objective manner, but you know, let me tell you that it is beyond that. You know, one thing that we need to understand that is this discipleship journey is not just informational, but it is transformational, because we are following Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, and we need to understand, you know, what we could find in Christ Jesus. That is very important. So let us turn our attention to Colossians chapter 2 verse 9, and here Paul writes saying, "For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." So here Paul is telling us that in Christ Jesus all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in the form of body. You know, Christ came in this world in the form of a body, and inside Christ Jesus all the fullness of the Godhead resided. And this understanding we need to take inside of us, because when we are following Jesus, we need to follow Jesus with this understanding that inside Jesus all the fullness of the Godhead lies. And if this is the basis of our following Jesus, then we could lead a transformational life. So first thing is, Jesus has the complete fullness of the Godhead inside of him. Second thing is what Jesus said to his disciples in John chapter 16 verse 15, and here we see Jesus telling his disciples that all that belongs to the Father, who is God, is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. So whatever Jesus had inside of him belonged to the Father God, and what Jesus is telling his disciple that the Spirit will receive from Jesus, and then that Spirit will make known to you what Jesus had inside of him from the Father. Now this is very important. Sometimes we just read through this verse and we go ahead, but it is very important to understand what Jesus is talking about. First thing is that everything that Jesus had belonged to his Father. Jesus did not have anything that was not of Father God. All that belonged to the Father belonged to Jesus. And then the Holy Spirit, the Spirit, will receive from Jesus what he will make known to you. So it is the work of the Spirit to reveal a lot of things from God to us, and the Spirit takes it from Jesus. So we are not receiving anything apart from Jesus, but it is the Spirit that takes it from Jesus and makes it known to us. And now let me focus on the Spirit. What is Spirit? What Jesus said in John chapter 6 verse 63. Jesus said, that the Spirit gives life. So there is a function of the Spirit. Spirit is not just for the namesake. The Spirit gives life, and the flesh counts for nothing. So when we are in this discipleship journey with Jesus, we need to understand that our flesh counts for nothing. It is only the Spirit that could give us life. And then Jesus said, "The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life." Now, whatever Jesus spoke through his word is full of the Spirit, and it is full of life. So when we are walking in this discipleship journey with Jesus, we need to understand that it is not just informational, it is transformational. So when we are looking into his word and learning from the word, we have to believe that the word that we are studying is not for just increasing the information that we already have, but this word has power to transform us. And when we take that word in our spirit level, then only the transformation would take place, you know, because the flesh counts for nothing. You know, whatever we try to relate with the word in our flesh, it will count for nothing. But only when we try to relate it with our spirit, then only it will give us life, right? So many a times it's very simple for us to say, okay, in the discipleship journey, I need to learn a lot from the word. I need to know all the facts. I need to know all the history. I need to get all this information into my head, and then it will help me to lead a successful discipleship life with Jesus. But let me tell you, unless the written word becomes a revealed word in your spirit, you know, it has no power. We may increase our knowledge, we may have a lot of things in our mind, we can, you know, quote many things based on the knowledge that we had gathered, but unless this word is revealed in our spirit, it doesn't give us life. And if we have to get this written word to be revealed in our spirit, it is very important that we need to lead a life of obedience. You know, when we obey this word on a daily basis, when we try to take this word inside our spirit on a daily basis, and then this word could transform us. And that is what Jesus wants from us. Jesus doesn't want us to lead an informational discipleship life, but Jesus wants us to lead a transformational discipleship life, where he could see the word that he had spoken coming true in our life, because it has been revealed in our spirit. And once it is revealed in our spirit, it will give us life. You know, whoever is listening to this podcast, the one thing that I wanted to, you know, let you know is the discipleship journey with Jesus that we need to lead has to be transformational. It could not just be limited to informational. You know, information is something that we all, you know, could get through many means in the world. There is so many communication medium, internet. There are classes, there are schools, you know, we could get all this information from there. But unless you take this word into your spirit level, and unless it is revealed in your hearts, it won't give life and it won't transform. So I pray that this word that we learn from Jesus, you know, let it be transformational. Now, it just should not just be limited to informational. And we have to come to a point where we say, no, Jesus, I believe in your word, I will obey your word, I will walk in your word, and I will trust that this word has been spoken to my spirit, and I will take this word into my spirit, and then it will give me life, and a life which is a transformed life. You know, I pray that this word blesses you, and I pray that this word strengthens you and transforms you. If you like this podcast, you know, please go ahead and like it, share it with your friends, or leave a review comment. Bye bye, until next time.